Yellowknife, the chief public health officer of the Northwest Territories, has confirmed the territory's first death related to COVID-19 as the NWT experiences its worst outbreak since the beginning of the pandemic with 219 active cases in 8 communities. Dr. Cammy Condola said in a news release that a NWT resident died from the infection late Monday. There are 190 cases in the Satu region in the territory's northwest on Tuesday, including 74 in Colville Lake, where about 150 people live, and 84 in Fort Good Hope, a town of about 500. There were also 27 cases in Yellowknife, the territory's capital city. Fort Good Hope and Colville Lake are under a 10-day lockdown to try to contain the spread of the virus. Condola said she would not release any details about the person who died out of respect for the family. My thoughts are with the person's family, friends, and community. At a time when we are trying to keep an entire population healthy, this death reminds us that individuals are at the heart of this effort, Condola said in the release Tuesday. Our office knows that the memories of the person who died will weave into the collective memories of their loved ones and live on. A spokesperson for Condola would not say whether the person who died was vaccinated. In a joint statement, Premier Caroline Cochran and Health Minister Julie Green extended their sympathies. The current case count in the NWT is a stark reminder that COVID-19 continues to impact our lives, and that the situation can change quickly. The health and well-being of NWT residents and communities remains our number one priority, and it's important we continue to increase the number of residents being vaccinated, the statement said. Cochran and Green urged residents to follow public health orders. During this crisis, Northerners have remained resilient. You have helped neighbors, supported communities and residents who needed it, put signs in your windows to support our healthcare workers, and lent a hand wherever possible. Several exposure notices have been sent out about events held across the NWT. The current outbreak began after a hand games tournament in the Satu region in early August became considered a super spreader event. Hand games are contests in which two teams take turns guessing the location of an object in the hands of an opposing player who tries to confuse the guesser. Singing and drumming are in the background. Sticks are awarded for correct answers and the team with the most wins. The games were originally used by the dean to hone their skills for hunting and fishing as well as for entertainment. They are still played in the North as a way to preserve tradition and culture. The Canadian Rangers and nurses with the Canadian Red Cross have been deployed to the region at the request of the territorial government. As of Tuesday, 74% of eligible individuals 12 years and older were fully vaccinated and 79% were partially vaccinated. Data from the NWT government said 72% of COVID-19 infections since January 1 have been in unvaccinated people. Vaccinations vary across the territory. Some 29% of those eligible are fully vaccinated in Colville Lake. Fort Good Hope has a fully vaccinated rate of 64% and 89% of Yellowknife residents are fully immunized. This report by the Canadian Press was first published on August 24, 2021. By Emma Tranter in Iqaluit __. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Facebook Canadian Press News Fellowship, the Canadian Press.